Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade. The 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate responsible for the chaos around here. David Cage is here. He's joined us to try to create some kind of order. CEO of SpeedChain, SpeedChain.com, a blockchain technology company dedicated to secure ecosystems. And so, folks, I encourage you to check that out. You can tell he knows what he's talking about. Daniel, talk to us about the future of blockchain. Let's focus forward. We're through the wormhole. We're in post-pandemic America. I keep using those terms, Daniel, because I'm convinced that the moment we're in right now is going to bisect our lives and our careers for generations. It'll be pre-pandemic and post-pandemic from now on, like December 7th, 1941. And so post-pandemic, do you see blockchain being just continuing to incrementally take its place in the marketplace like it always would, or do you see there an acceleration and more of a demand?
So the latter, so I think at the end of the day, there's going to be, as we, touched on a little bit on the last segment, is there's going to be more remote communication, more remote payments, more remote digital file transfer that needs to be secure and all that. As you mentioned, that all of that needs a next generation of digital trust, and that is what blockchains have the potential of providing. The other thing that I would say is a lot of, we're interfacing with many companies talking about migration. And, one of the things that we always say internally, especially to our sales team, is, people typically don't like the way the systems operate today, but they also don't want to change, right? Because mm-hmm. both of them have pain points. I think what this has done is there are certain things you just can't wait anymore on. Mm-hmm. And so as digital trust becomes more critical and more of your employees are working remotely or more of the day-to-day things or things that provide business continuity are more important to a company, then those changes will accelerate.
This is what you're saying, what that means to small businesses, Daniel, is something the reason I've been talking about blockchain now for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. In 2016, mm-hmm. I started telling people, you need to pay attention to this. And the reason is mm-hmm. because for 35 years, small businesses have become increasingly vertically integrated with our customers. We're no longer mom and pop, backwater mom and pops. We're a partner with big companies. We're doing mm-hmm. major components. Boeing doesn't manufacture planes. They assemble them where we build the parts. And so we're going to start getting letters. What I've been saying, Daniel, is small business owners, these partners are going to start getting letters like we got Y2K letters back in the 90s. And the letters are going to say, you have to demonstrate to us how you can secure the information we're giving you, or you have to handshake. You have to be able to handshake with our blockchain capability, our digital trust capability. And if you can't, we're not going to let you apply for any more RFPs. We're going to cut you off. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think that you mentioned a couple of things. One is the chain of custody of data, which is really important. And I think that's important to the small business community. You're right. And so many of us are connecting to, you're right, multinational corporations. And so that digital trust is critical. But the other thing is the private sector is really going to be what drives us out of this.
That's right.
And what supply chain is kind of the catchword everywhere now on the news, but really verifying chain of custody of supply chains Is going to be really important, too, so we know where the things are coming from.
Isn't supply chain going to be the biggest driver of blockchain? Because you and I both know our grandfather's supply chain is about to completely go away, and we're going to have a whole new redundancy. The redundancy is going to be the key to supply chain. Last thoughts, quickly.
Yeah, so that I would quickly say the one big difference between pre-pandemic and post-pandemic was there was supply chain verification was when blockchain started, used to be kind of the number one thing, and it was kind of fading to, I would say, number four or five.
10 seconds.
Because payments and some other things were more important. I think what's changed is that function of blockchain is probably going to be back to number, you know, one or two now.
I agree. Daniel Cage, ladies and gentlemen, with SpeedChain. Thank you, Daniel, for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.